What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. We have reached the off season. Hope you guys enjoyed the Super Bowl. As we move into off season mode here, probably going to be going every other week with a short episode, depending on how much news and activity we have going on. Might take a look at some of the spring football, but we also have a pretty busy offseason shaping up. The NFL Combine begins on Tuesday, February 27th. We'll run for about a week. The new league year and free agency kicks off officially on March 13th, but the legal tampering period beginning March 11th. So if you've been following along on the site, I'm getting ready for the start of free agency. Been looking at some top free agents at each of the key offensive positions as we're going into this. We'll be looking at the draft more when we get closer to the draft, which occurs at the end of April. Going to be looking at some dynasty rankings, some redraft rankings, and some power rankings along the way. But today, I just wanted to have a quick episode. Going to look at the first half of my free agent preview. If you've seen on the site, I've been doing one each Friday. I did quarterbacks first. Running backs came out a couple of days ago. I'm going to look at a couple of quarterback and running back options in the free agent market, discuss that a little bit briefly. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll look at wide receivers and tight ends. And then I'm very excited for the free agent madness to begin. It's getting, you know, the Super Bowl may be over, but the new season is closely coming upon us. So let's get ready to talk about some potential free agents. Well, as I mentioned, free agency coming out. We have a big quarterback class in this draft. A lot of talk about Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, even a J.J. McCarthy. So those are going to change some fortunes. But we also have a few interesting free agents at the quarterback position, too. And this doesn't even include guys like Russell Wilson, who's currently under contract with the Denver Broncos. Most people don't think he's going to stay there. You know, where does he end up? Where does he end up as a starter somewhere? That creates a whole new level of quarterback shuffle. And then you have second tier kind of players like Ryan Tannehill, who most expect is going to move on somewhere. Where is a good landing spot for him? He's probably in that phase where he's either a veteran bridge or a veteran backup. I think we've also seen a move because of the last few years and the number of injuries at the position, even to key stars, and how backup quarterbacks have had to step in, that teams are really going to be focused on having two good quarterbacks. You need the guy, but you also need a guy who can step in and help get you there. We saw what Joe Flacco did for the Cleveland Browns, helping to elevate that team and get them into the playoffs. Mason Rudolph even doing that for the Pittsburgh Steelers, helping carry out the end of the season and get them in the playoffs. So a lot of teams, you know, you need a guy who's going to be able to step in and to get it done. But here's a couple of guys that I think are going to be franchise changers. The first of those, Kirk Cousins. You know, he had an unfortunate end to his season in Minnesota towards his Achilles tendon. He's not getting any younger, but he has still been a very reliable and proficient veteran quarterback. We've seen him overcome some of his bugaboos about being able to win in primetime and being able to win bigger games. I don't think he's back in Minnesota, but that begs the question of where does he end up and what will that end up doing you know, for that franchise. I think he is probably the biggest free agent domino in the quarterback market. Be curious to see where he goes. If he goes to a good situation with some good players, a team that maybe is a quarterback away from really competing and challenging, that could have a major impact on the playoff picture. Next quarterback I want to look at is Baker Mayfield. And Mayfield, this time last year, we didn't really know what to make of Mayfield. You know, Cleveland decided that he wasn't the answer when got Deshaun Watson. They sent him to Carolina. Things just really didn't work out in Carolina, even though he had an opportunity to start. He got cut there, but then he bounces up with the Rams, had a couple of good games in the stead of Matthew Stafford. Where was he going to go? He signed a one-year prove-it deal in Tampa Bay and put up career-best numbers, best completion percentage, yardage, touchdowns. He looked great, and he guided the Bucs into the playoffs. I think that makes him actually a hot commodity this offseason. I suspect Tampa Bay is going to make a very serious run at bringing him back, but it's not going to be that kind of affordable contract they were able to do last year. He's another one that could end up someplace and help a team that needs some stability and the veteran presence make it into the playoffs. I think both those guys for Dynasty and for Redraft will have some interesting appeal. That's kind of my two favorites out of the quarterback market, but I really want to talk about the running back market. And you know what? Last year, we had some incredible big names on the market in the running back group. And a lot of those guys are right back in. A couple of them got one-year deal or franchise tag, and they're right back into free agency. And that creates a lot of questions again this year. In addition, while this draft class has some marquee quarterbacks and wide receivers, not so hot on the running backs. A lot of people thinking a running back won't go until the third or fourth round in this draft and, you know, may not be the answer for anyone in the NFL landscape, which makes the free agency movement potentially even more interesting because, again, we have some big names. In my piece that went up on Friday, I looked at 10 different running backs that are on the market in various stages. I'm going to talk about five big ones here, and there's five because it is such a big class, and that starts with Saquon Barkley. You know, he got the franchise tag last year, ended up agreeing to a one-year deal with the Giants, was, again, kind of the heart and soul of that offense. He's a three-down producer. He can run. He can catch. I think that he will end up going somewhere else this offseason. I don't really see him going back to the Giants. And that makes him an interesting and unique fit for a team that really needs a good back. Could you imagine the Buffalo Bills maybe with a guy like this or the Dallas Cowboys? We'll get to them in a minute. They kind of pushed all their chips in on a guy that didn't quite fit the bill for what they're looking to do. So there are some openings. Baltimore Ravens are going to be looking for a running back. The Chargers are going to be looking for a running back. So I think there are a lot of interesting places to go. Barkley is perhaps, in terms of fantasy, the one that I'm most excited to see where he lands because I think he has the highest ceiling potential.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Not far behind him is Josh Jacobs. He did not have a great 2023, struggled a little bit with injuries. He played on that franchise tag. The Raiders, under new management, we kind of saw down the stretch of the season them turning things over to Zaire White and getting some play out of him. I'm not suggesting that White is going to be the guy all by himself for the Raiders, but I don't know that they're going back with Josh Jacobs. They remain kind of far apart. Jacobs took a long time to get in before he even agreed to come back. I just don't feel like that's a great fit. I think he's going to end up going somewhere. And another fascinating option, you know, we've seen him thrive when he can get the ball consistently. And there are some teams out there that need a running back that would love to have a three down guy. Next one is probably one of the more interesting ones, and that's Tony Pollard. He also got the franchise tag last year. I was pretty excited. We had seen him as a key contributor in the run and the passing game. Dallas still had a good offense last year, but they actually were better down the stretch when they didn't rely solely on Pollard in the backfield and started mixing in a guy like Rico Dowdle. And I think that's because Pollard, for all of his great skills, and he has a lot of great skills and can be a great contributor in the backfield, didn't look like he might be built to be kind of that three down primary back. He might have worked better in the few years before when Ezekiel Elliott was there to kind of take the first and down and second down pounding work, and then he would come in and flash his skills and play for series. I don't know what kind of a huge he'll get a decent contract, but what kind of a contract and what kind of a situation will he land in? That's going to be interesting to watch, because in the right situation, I still think he produces some top end fantasy numbers. I don't think he'll be back in Dallas, and I'm fairly confident the Cowboys won't use the franchise tag again after kind of seeing, you know, it felt like an experiment that didn't quite yield the results they were looking for. But Pollard, another big name. And these are the three guys that were the big names last year. All of them ended up getting tagged, and all of them are right back in the free agent pool again this year. And we'll be curious to see where they go. The last two guys I want to touch on are some veteran guys who I think still have a little in the tank left for a couple of years and could be real key contributors in the right situation that just aren't likely to go back to their teams. The first one, Derrick Henry, King Henry. You know, he very notably had a very public goodbye to the fans of Tennessee following their final game. I think he knows his time is up there. He's never been huge in the passing game, but he is a great pure pounder runner. You know, if he went to a team like Baltimore that just wants a running back to go out there and run and run and run, I think that could be a great fit. Potentially in Dallas, too, a different, bigger kind of pounding running back that they could pair with somebody who was a third down pass catcher, or they actually have some pass catchers of their own. I think Henry is going to be an interesting piece that goes somewhere and will have a very productive season for fantasy and also help a contending team. The second big veteran is Austin Ekeler, a guy who is the number one overall running back in fantasy in 2021 and 2022. Last year, kind of wanted a new contract, came to a compromise with the Chargers, did not have a huge season. He is more of a pass catching specialist than a pounding runner, though he's a better runner than sometimes he gets credit for. It was not a great 2023 season with the Chargers. He is getting a little bit older, but he is a back that I think brings a lot of potential and a lot of explosiveness in the right situation. So as you can see, there are a lot of big name running backs, and I think that's going to be the most interesting thing to watch, in addition to a couple of marquee quarterbacks from the offensive side of the ball when we go into free agency, because this is a very rich wide receiver class. And while there are a couple of big names in the wide receiver pool, I think it's going to be more watching these running backs and where they go and how they can change some fantasy fortunes. Although in 2 weeks, I'll be back talking about wide receivers and maybe one or two tight ends who are hitting the market as well. But hope that gives you a little bit of a glimpse into the upcoming free agent market. If you're interested in the Spring Football League, the USFL and the XFL have merged into the UFL, and that kicks off on March 30th, so not too far away. Be curious to see what that is like. Well, I'll be giving it a try, maybe talk about it a little bit on here as we're getting ready to go into draft season. Before I get out of here, I wanted to end with a quick little bit of movie corner, but actually a little TV corner that is pertinent to NFL fans. We have a lot of fun movies and shows that are out. Eric and I were actually on This Week in the Movies last night talking about Drive Away Dolls, the latest from Ethan Coen and his wife, Trisha Cook. In addition to the TV series True Detective Night Country, you can check that out on the YouTube channel. You can find a link on our site that went live this morning. So Sunday morning, so you can go check that out. We did that actually a little bit of a day early. Looking forward to the Oscars and Dune, which is coming out next week. But for football fans, you know, if you're looking for something to fill that football shaped hole in your life, Apple TV Plus has your back. The Dynasty New England Patriots launched last Friday, February 16th. It's a 10 episode look at the New England Dynasty, basically a 20 year kind of run from 2001 until Brady left the team following the 2019 season. Great interviews, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, a lot of players, people in the front office who are involved. The first two episodes dropped on the 16th, two more dropped on last Friday, the February 23rd. They drop in two episode installments for the next 3 weeks. I've seen the entire series, and even though I wouldn't consider myself a huge Patriots fan, I am a big football fan, and this really got me. It was really exciting kind of to watch, to dive into. Fascinating interviews back and forth. They don't really shy away from anything, even difficult topics, some of the conflict that was going on behind the scenes. I think it will really change the way you think about that Patriots team too. I know it did for me. So if you're a football fan, I think this is a can't miss thing to check out. So I can't recommend it strongly enough. The Dynasty New England Patriots, now streaming on Apple TV Plus. Well, that'll do it for me this week. All right, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks looking at free agent pass catchers and any kind of big news that kicks off. I hope you guys are enjoying the offseason, and we are getting closer to football again every day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.